This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been doing some reporting the past couple of weeks about home foreclosures and how, frankly, they're still happening 5.5 years after the financial crisis started. Today, though, a story about what happens after foreclosure, because if you think once they take the keys away, that's it, not so fast. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
In 2005, Miranda Cisneros Bell and her husband Ed bought their dream house for $535,000 in Emmitsburg, Maryland, about 2 hours north of Washington. They put 20% down and got a jumbo loan for the rest. Cisneros Bell says they were nervous. What if they couldn't sell their old house? She says the realtor said, "Don't worry."
It was a basic push to get us in a house. That was the trend of the times, was to push people into buying things that probably they couldn't afford.
Their old house didn't sell. In fact, that's where they live now with Cisneros Bell's mother. They moved back in the fall of 2008. They couldn't make payments on their dream house and lost it to foreclosure in 2009. Then the letters started coming, not from her bank, but from the debt collector. Cisneros Bell's reaction?
It's impossible. I don't know who you are. You weren't part of my foreclosure. So basically, who are you?
The debt collector, Dick O'Neill Incorporated, says it bought her debt. But Cisneros Bell says she has no proof of that and is fighting Dick O'Neill in court. Dick O'Neill wouldn't comment on her case. Cisneros Bell's story is not unique. Many homeowners don't realize that lenders or debt collectors can pursue them if their house sold for less than they owe. So if you borrowed $200,000 and your house sold in foreclosure for only $100,000, years later, the bank can say, "Hey, pay me back that $100,000. Confused homeowners are packing foreclosure workshops like this one in suburban Maryland, staffed by attorneys trying to answer the "what next" question. Attorneys like Avi Malik with Civil Justice, an advocacy group for homeowners.
The best thing you're doing is you're making sure you have records of everything.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is...
Later, Malik tells me some states have been shortening the time banks have to claw back what's still owed after a foreclosure. And the states hit hardest by the housing crisis are cutting back the most.
Florida recently changed the law for pursuing a deficiency judgment from 5 years to 1 year.
Maryland just shortened the time its bankers have to decide to pursue a homeowner from 12 years to 3. But banks in these states argue people took out these loans, promising to pay them back. Kathleen Murphy heads the Maryland Bankers Association. She says banks have a right to get their money back.
We are depository institutions. We're insured by the FDIC. We're lending our depositors money. And we have to be able to have a reasonable expectation that we're going to be repaid.
I absolutely understand where the banks are coming from.
That's attorney Avi Malik again. He says banks should be able to try to claw back their money, but not forever.
All we're doing with the deficiencies is we're trying to provide some finality with the statute of limitations and ensuring that it's a level playing field for people that are trying to rebuild their lives.
Especially, Malik says, since the playing field wasn't level for many homeowners during the housing bubble and crisis. For example, Miranda Cisneros Bell, the homeowner we met at the beginning of this story, both the U.S. Justice Department and Maryland Attorney General's office say her foreclosure was defective. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.